So the level of yesterday, we were discussing the different opinions in the Rishonim, what the role of Dibur is in a get. One case that everybody agreed is not acceptable, the person gives a get, and he prefaces by saying, Kinsi shtachov zeh, and he doesn't say anything else, he just says, well, here's your document, here's the money, here's the IOU that I owe you, so that's for sure not going to be good. Why is that not good? So we had at least four different possibilities why it's no good. Either because you require Dibur for a get, that was the Balamor, there's a din, b'shilcha, requires an objective din of Dibur, or according to the Rambam, even though you don't really need a Dibur for a get, but if you said a wrong Dibur, so that undermines what you're trying to accomplish. Or according to the Ramban, that when you said Kinsi Shtachov, so that shows that you're not too serious about what you're doing, the whole thing is a big joke, and you don't really have Das Gehirishin. Or according to Tosfos, that at least the Nesidus again, in theory, is good. The only problem is there's a tangential problem of the Ish is going to be Mishalcha B'Chazer. She's not going to even realize that she's being divorced. And that's going to be problematic, similar to the get of the woman who is such a shota that she doesn't have any idea what's going on. That would also be a problem. We mentioned yesterday that the reason why all the other Rishonim probably didn't go down Tosfos' route is because they understood that the requirement of Mishalcha in Chazeres is more of a din in the Gavra rather than a din in the Maisa Gerushin. As long as the person is potentially subject to being understanding, even though right now they don't understand, that would still be okay. So four different Biurim. Everyone has to subscribe to this Gemara. Four different Biurim. But now we have to go back to the details of that Halacha of Kinsi Shtachov Zeh and see how do those details play out in light of the four different approaches. So we're going to go back to the fifth of the Maamar Kamos again. Where Rava made his comment, Amar Rava, in the second line, Me'idusash Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda, based on the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda was talking about the girl who was the Chereshes, who's married ben HaTorah, even though she's a deaf mute, she's a Lav Bazdas, but she was married ben HaTorah through the father, she could be divorced herself. How can that be? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda told us, because you don't really need Dasa Isha, you don't really need consent of the woman for a get. So Amar Rava, Me'idusash Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda, if a person says to Adim, here is the get that I'm about to give my wife, but he didn't say that to her. But he turns around to her and he says, by the way, here's the IOU. So Rabbi says she's Megoreshus. Why? Because we derive from Yochim and Gudguda, you don't require Dasa Isha. End of discussion, says Rava. You do not need Dasa Isha. The question is obvious. But he said, Kinsi Shtachov Zeh. And the Mishnah already told us that Kinsi Shtachov Zeh is no good. So obviously this case in Marmachah number 5 is different from Marmachah number 4, which taught us Kinsi Shtachov is not acceptable. What's the difference? The difference is obvious. In one case, he prefaced to Edim. In one case, he didn't preface to Edim. So the question becomes, well, we know that's the difference, but the question is conceptually, why should that make a difference? How do we understand this Chiddush of Rava, that notwithstanding the fact that a Kinsi Shtachov Zeh is a get that's no good in HaTorah, as long as he said to Adim, you know, the woman's in the same dark as she was beforehand, doesn't matter, as long as he prefaced his comments to Adim by saying this is really a get, they really mean a get, somehow that solves the world's problems. So how do we understand how that solves the world's problems? Well, we can only understand that if we understand what the problem was in the first place. So we have to go through this Gemara now, meticulously, according to each sheet in Rishonim, and understand how would each of the Rishonim read this Gemara.
So we had a case a couple of weeks ago where the Adim helped us with something.
I mean, the Adim do sometimes.
By the Kedushin case, he's just talking.
No, that was doing that was when the two sides were talking about plans, how much money you're giving, and then he gave Kedushin. But there he didn't speak to Adim, there he spoke to the girl. Here, he's only speaking to the Adim. So the question is, how does that solve the problem? He's talking...
Kairos from the fact that everybody would know she's a divorce.
Okay. We're going to get to that in a second. That's going to be the last approach. So let's see if we can analyze it step by step. Why should this solve the problem? So the Balamor, if we take a look at the sixth of the Maamar Kamos. So the Balamor says, the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, it's the third line from the top. Is that okay?
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So the third line from the top of the Balamor, the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, the very last line. Aval ba'inan, even though we don't require hadas, aval ba'inan sheyotzi habal hashiluchim befiv, the halacha requires that min haTorah, The husband expresses the notion of shiluchidim, the notion of gerushin, with his mouth. After the get is written, and the Balamo a little bit later on is going to say that's derived from the word vishilcha. Vishilcha does not only mean that he sends her away through the vehicle of writing, but rather vishilcha is almost an additional halacha. V'chasav l'sefer krisus, that's all very nice, he has to write a get, v'nasim miyada, vishilcha mibeisel. So until the Balamo came along, I read the pasuk as being, how do you divorce a woman? Following two procedures. V'chasav l'sefer, because you write a get, v'nasim miyada, and yimitar. And when the Torah says v'shulcha mibeisel before the Balamor came along, what that means is, if you did step one and you did step two, so memela, conclusion number three took place. The Balamor is learning a totally different shot of the pasuk. V'chasav l'shul, sefer krisus, step one, write to get. V'nasim miyada, step two, give to get. And step three, v'shulcha mibeisel, formally send her away by saying, I'm divorcing you. So v'shulcha mibeisel is a new halacha. That is the source for dibur habal. That's what the Balamor uses this phrase. That he says, tzara ba'inan sheyetzi habal ha-shulucha b'piv. But, says the Balamor, to who must the Baal be motzi the dibur b'piv? So here is where gerushin and kiddushin part ways. By kiddushin, there's also a halacha of tzarech sheyotzi habal ha-kiddushin b'piv. When it comes to Kiddushin, he has to be motzi b'fiv to the woman because we require Dasa Isha. So it's not going to help for the Baal to give a speech to two Edim in another room and then put a ring on a woman's finger without her knowing what's going on. When it comes to a get, that's perfectly acceptable. Because when it comes to a get, the din of Tzorch Sheyetzi Baal Sheluchim b'fiv is not part of the din of Dasa Isha. Because, quite frankly, there is no din of Dasa Isha. So therefore, says the Balamor, he continues, it has to be clear what he's doing. Oli Edim, Oli Isha. In the case of a get, since there's no requirement of Dasa Isha, the Tzarech Shiyotzi B'Fiv can be done to the Edim. V'kevan Shapirish Adavali Edim, once he expresses it to the Edim, then there's no need for Dasa Isha. But the Chain B'Kiddushin. Kiddushin is very similar. Tzorech Sheyotzi B'Fiv HaKiddushin. B'Inyan Sheyizbonen Le'edim. Here's where they part ways. Uli Isha. When it comes to Kiddushin, since you require Dasa Isha, the male of the Tzorech Sheyotzi B'Fiv has to be in the presence of the woman as well. So the Balamor, who in a certain sense was really the biggest machmir in Dibur B'Kiddushin. He's the one who tacked on a pasuk to Dibur B'Gerushin. He tacked on a pasuk to Dibur B'Gerushin. He's the one who found us a source of a shulcha, unlike the other Rishonim. Even he concedes that need not be done to the woman proper.
According to the other shitas, if he creates a shaliach for the get, does the shaliach have to give?
Yeah, the shaliach has to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
See, he has the befib also.
The same, well, the shlichus is on, the entire giving of the get, so that includes the dibur. What about according to the Rambam? So we have the Balamor down, but what about according to the Rambam? So the Rambam never heard of such a thing, tzarech sheyotzi hadibur befib. The Rambam learned pshat in the pasuk like we would have learned pshat. V'shulcha mibeisa was not a halachic statement, it's just merely saying, well, this is what happens after you do ksiva and asina. So why is kinti shtachov zeh no good? Because the Rambam holds there's another halacha, namely, that the nesinas I get has to be done b'toyres gerushin. Because it says, chosam a sefer krisos, it has to be a sefer krisos, it has to be presented as a sefer krisos. So how do you define whether something is being presented as a sefer krisos? So that's what Rav's chiddush is, that presentation need not be made in the presence of the woman. Because just as we said according to the Balamor, the woman doesn't really matter, because she's not providing das anyway. So just as according to the Balamor, his din of v'shilcha, tzarech sheyotzi b'fiv ha-gerushin, must be done either edim or to the woman. So to the Rambam would say his halacha of the chasav sefer krisos, that it can't be done in an anti-sefer krisos manner. If he gives a piece of paper, he doesn't say a word, so that's okay according to the Rambam. That's perfectly all right, minat Torah. But if he starts to talk and he gives you a bubba maitza, so then that will undermine the get. But if he preceded that by saying, listen, I'm saying Kinsey Shtachavzeh to my wife because I don't want to get her upset. I don't want her to read it until I'm out of here, so she'll get upset later. But I'm telling you, between you and me, Adim, what I'm doing is I'm very much giving it Petara Sefer Krisus. So the Rambam says that's acceptable. That's exactly what Rabbah's Chiddush is. So the Rambam's approach to the Gemara is not all that different than the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor put a positive spin that it has to be a Tzarech Shiyotzi, a positive halacha. The Rambam says it need not be positive, it just can't be negative. But either the expression of positive or the negation of negativity can be done either in front of the woman or in front of the Adim, Bein Lefi Baal HaMor, Bein Lefi Rambam. What about according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, there never was a halacha of Dibur. None of this was true. So according to the Ramban, what's the problem exactly? So the Ramban says, when you say Kitzi Shtachovzeh, so what did the Ramban say? It says, Ratzel Asachikbah. That's indicative that he's playing around. He's playing a game. He doesn't really mean to divorce her. And therefore, there's no Das Gerish in Bechlal. So according to the Ramban, we understand the Gemara very well. But medvam amurim that we say there's no das gerish and just playing tricks on our. That's if you didn't pull into Adim beforehand. But if you went ahead, you went out of your way, you made the effort to bring into Adim and explain to them exactly what's going on. You say to the Adim, listen, I'm telling you it's a get. The reason why I'm telling her that, not because I'm horsing around, I'm playing around, I don't want her to kill me. So I'm telling you it's a get. I'm going to tell her Kiddush Nachov, and then before she gets someone to read it for, I'm out of town. So. Not the very nicest thing to do. He's not getting an A+ from Midos, but in terms of the kashrus of the get, so he fulfilled the din of the get. He fulfilled the kosav. He fulfilled the nosan. She read me base. So the get is get. Well, what can you do about it? It's the saying to the Adim that proves to us that he really is serious. It's not Rotzal Asachikba. So we're okay. So Bein Lefiya Balamor, Bein Lefiya Rama, Bein Lefiya Rabat, we seem to understand why, notwithstanding the fact that Kitzish Lachavzeh is a problem, if it's preceded by a Adim, but the Adim is going to be okay. But what about according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, who threw the curveball at us yesterday, that the requirement of the disqualification of Kitzish Lachavzeh is based on a totally different sugya. It's based on the sugya of Mishalcha v'chazeres. So how in the world is this going to solve the problem of Mishalcha v'chazeres? He's talking to her, and when he says to her, this is a shtachayv, the fact that he told the Eidim an hour ago that it's a get, how's that going to help any problem? Bishlam, according to the other Rishonim, who say that there's no problem of Mishalcha v'chazeres, because probably the other Rishonim held, Mishalcha v'chazeres is only an issue in the Gavra, in the definition of defining who at what level of understanding can a person receive a get. So according to those who showed him who weren't even go-race, it wasn't on their radar screen, the problem of Mishalcha v'chazeres, so it's not a question. But according to Tosfos, who understood that this is the engine that's pushing this entire sugya, that the whole psul of Kiddush Tachavzeh is a corollary of the requirement of a Mishalcha v'chazeres. So how in the world does Rava's solution solve the problem? How, by telling the Eidim before, does that make her any more of Mishalcha v'chazeres? So Tosfos is quite a startling statement. So Tosfos says, if you take a look at
it's 10.
Yeah, number 10 was the Gemara, but the Tosfos is back to Mar Mokum number 8, where Tosfos quotes the idea of Mishalcha v'chazeres. That's Tosfos in the second line, v'yeshleimer. The Hasam Nami, Hasam is referring back to our discussion, the case where he said to the Edim first, Achar kach yagidu lo ha'edim shehi megureshes. Guess what? The Edim are going to tell her afterwards that she is megureshes, and therefore the Edim are going to ensure that she's not going to be a Mishalcha v'chazeres. So the role of the Edim is radically different according to Tosfos than according to everybody else. According to everybody else, the role of the Edim is almost klapei the ish. It's almost to fulfill some kind of requirement from his vantage point. Whether the requirement is, like the Baal HaMor, that you have to be tzarech lehotzi ha'adim b'fiv. Whether, like the Rambam, you have to give him a teres krisus. Whether, like the Ramban, that we have to be certain that he has das ha'gerishin. Everything is revolving around the man, and the Edom's role is to, in a sense, make certain that halacha, one of those three halachas, was fulfilled. According to Tosfos, our entire sugya is revolving around the woman, not around the man. We have to make sure she's Mishalcha v'enechizeres. And the Edom are going to do that. How are they going to do that? Because in an hour from now, when she comes back home, they're going to be standing there by the door and saying, you better not come back, because guess what? Your husband just divorced you. She said, what? Divorced me? He gave me a beautiful kinsi shtachayv. So they're going to say, let's read it together, and we'll see that's real get. They will accomplish the mishach of the chizars.
So if they don't do their job, then she shouldn't be...
So it's a very strange thing that Tosis is saying. So we're going to see, we're going to find through this in a moment. So this Tosis is a really, really big chiddush, because it's almost like Tosis is saying that the get is dependent upon, like Henry is suggesting, it's dependent upon the Edom doing their job. And what if the Edom 1 minute later die? The Edom 1 minute later go off to China. We never hear from the Edom again. So what would you say about that? So I still think that would be okay. I still think that the din of Mishalcha v'chezeres, Mishalcha v'chezeres means that there has to be the realistic, you know, presentation of the get, that it could result in that. What would you say about the following? What if a person divorces a woman, she knows exactly what's going on, she's a bas das, and she knows she's supposed to leave the house, and then the second after the get is given, she becomes a shoita. She, a total loss of reality, and then she comes knocking out the door. You're going to say, the get's possible now? And what if it happens a week later? What if it happens 20 years? Well, 50 years later, if she becomes, she doesn't know what's going on. Now, all of a sudden, we say, oh, guess what? So obviously, that can't be. Obviously, what the din of Mishalcha v'en Chizeres has to be determined at the time of the Gerushin. We're not going to be determined later. So what does Tosis mean that, well, Yagid Elo Ha'edim? So what all Tosis means is, but the possibility of Yagid Elo Ha'edim exists. It means if you give a Kinsi Shtachayv, and there are no Edom there, there's nothing to put this into place, so then B'shas Maisa, we look at the reality, we say, the way B'ashehu Sham, right now, this get is not nitan to fulfill that condition of B'shachem Yenich Hazeres, therefore we have to disqualify the get. But if B'shas Maisa, all the controls, all the protections are in place, and there is a mechanism that's set up in place to create B'shachem Yenich Hazeres, namely the Edom are there ready to roll. Either the Edom don't do their job, the Edom are lazy, the Edom died, the Edom go on a trip, I'm not sure that's going to impact. I can't believe you would have such a get according to that. That would be a very, very hard halacha to implement. That it's only a get if and when the Edom actually stand there by the door and prevent them from going in. So I think that it's sufficient to have the ability of Mishach of Yenich Chazeres for the get to be chal.
Can you say the time of the Gerushin, the Gerushin's chal
when I think so, yeah. I think so. As long as the Edom were told beforehand, I think that would be okay.
Go back to the Bal Karcha. A get Bal Karcha, according to on the Raisa level.
Yeah.
So how would that work then, according to...
Why not? She's Mishal Chavir Chazer, she's not coming back. She knows what happened. She wasn't happy about what happened, but she knows what happened.
Could you say that we look at it as like a reasonable... You know, if he told her that it's a Shtarchov, then her reasonable assumption is that it's a Shtarchov. But if there's Edom there, then, you know, she should be... Well, you know,
the Edom weren't with her in the room. He said to the Edom beforehand. She doesn't even know the Edom.
She doesn't
have to know the Edom.
The Edom aren't there. They don't have to see the...
I mean, that's a different halacha. You have to have an Edom Masira, but you have different Edom Masira. That's a different halacha.
What kind of Edom are these? Are these Masira?
They're nothing. They're Edom.
They're not the Chatima.
No, they can be totally separate. They can be, you can have Edom Masira. They're separate. Right. He pulls in two fellows, two friends. Right, right. He pulls in two guys into the room and he says, listen, I'm not telling my wife, but let me tell you what's going on. This is again.
Nobody needs Famira and Chesiva.
No, but those are details that you need. Edom Chesiva and Edom
Chesiva. These are not
official. Yeah, these are not, so they're not necessarily.
You have three kind of Edom.
You have 100, right? It doesn't matter.
So, Rabbi, what kind of Edom are they? So I say, wake up morning, I'm going to divorce my wife. And we're all listening, right? So you're all Edom, right?
So I'm saying.
I go home and say, you know what? You made a good dinner. I'm not going to divorce you. I mean, it's not. What does that mean? It's nothing.
No, so the Edom get, these are Edom that are before he gives the get, the
so
purpose.
He has the get in his hand.
The goal of the...
And their Edom signed on
the Edom, right? The get is ready to go.
So
and
these are completely different kinds of Edom.
Right. The role of these Edom are either to create the din of Yotzei Baal HaPiv, or to create Da'asa Ish, or to create Mishalcha, whatever, that's what we plugged in according to each of the different Rishonim, that is the role of these Edom. Right? They're not the real, they may very well be the same Edom. I mean, Lapdavki is bringing in other guys. That's exactly what Rava said. That's what he said. Amala Edom Ru'u Ged Zeshin. You know something?
And are there Edom Asira in a Ged?
So usually there are. Yeah, there is a Machlekes that Rishonim about if you have Edom Chasima, do you also need Edom Asira? That's Machlekes Tanam. That's a whole thing.
These Edom have to be kosher Edom L'chol as...
Yeah, if they're not kosher Edom, that's like talking to the wall, right? Right. Okay, so up until this point, we know that when all the dust settles, there's still a major Machlekes Rishonim. What is the din of Dibur? Yeah.
When we go back to Yavamos, I mean, all the other cases, when one has to prove that she's divorced, So which Edom are the most important Edom to prove that she's actually divorced?
So to prove, putting this case aside, a woman can either prove she's divorced by producing Edom Mesira. The whole reason why Chazal instituted Edom Chesima, I tell you, you don't even need Edom Chesima. The reason why you need Edom Chesima is Midirabanan, because Edom Mesira is very risky. Because if the Edom die, she'll never be able to prove she's divorced. So therefore, Chazal instituted Edom Chesima. That way, even if the Edom Mesira die, she can just bring out the document, signatures are on paper. So now with this background, we move almost to the second half of the sugya. The second half is a little shorter than the first half, so don't worry. We move to the second part of our sugya. Now that we know that there's a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim, what is the role, not the role of diba by a get, this now sheds light on another sugya, the second, back of the Marim Kamos, beginning with Marim Kamos number 11. So the Gemara tells us in Gittin Abchav Gimel Beis, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yechren. Ein ha'eved na'ase shaliach, we're talking about who is acceptable to be a shaliach for a gittin. Now we know that there's a parasha of shluch shalom kemoso, derived from psuchim, some of the psuchim are actually from the parasha of get itself. And there are certain people who are just not qualified in halacha to be a shaliach. Say, l'mashal, you can't appoint a child as a shaliach, you can't appoint a goy as a shaliach, but you can appoint an Eved Kenani as a shaliach. An Eved Kenani basically, for these purposes, is Jewish. You can appoint him as a shaliach, but here Rabbi Yechon puts the brakes on and says, an Eved Kenani cannot be a shaliach l'kabal as a get on behalf of the woman. Normally a woman can appoint a shaliach l'kabala, she'll appoint an agent to accept the get on her behalf, but that person cannot be an Eved. Why? Not because he can't be a shaliach. An Eved is kosher to be a shaliach. Other areas of Allah, he can be a shaliach. But ain't a b'teres get to the Kiddushin. An Eved Kenani has no connection to Gittin and Kiddushin. The parish of Kiddushin and Gittin don't speak to him. An Eved Kenani can't be Mekadosh and Isha. Therefore, by definition, he can't be Megarish and Isha. In order to be a shaliach, there are two halachas that have to be fulfilled. Number one, you have to be objectively kosher to be a shaliach. And there are certain people who are excluded, Chayrishat, Bekat, and Goy, etc. And then number two, you can only be a shaliach in any given area of halacha if you are included in that area of halacha. If this particular area of halacha speaks to you, you're b'tayras, that area of halacha, then and only then can you be a shaliach. So here, an Eved Kenani meets the first criteria, namely, he is kosher to be a shaliach in other areas, but in Gittin v'Kiddushin he falls short because ain't a b'tayras Gittin v'Kiddushin. That's the statement of Rabbi Yechonim. So Rashi, on the spot, again, we didn't have it on Marim Kamos, but as we always say, I give the Marim Kamos to the Bachram, they have a Gemara for them, so they say the Rashi. So Rashi, on the spot, says that even though Rabbi Yochanan said that it ever can't be shaliach for the woman, lav dafka for the woman, for that matter, it can't be shaliach for the man as well. We know there are two different types of shliach in Gittin. There's a shliach le-kabbalah that the woman appoints. Then there's the shliach le-holocha to bring the get that the man appoints. So Rashi says, well, what's the difference? Rabbi Yochanan happened to have been talking about one. So textually, there's a reason why he gave that case, Rashi explains. But halachically, conceptually, there's no difference. Because if the guiding principle is, ain't it get to be conditioned, what's the difference? Whether he's serving as a shliach for the man or for the woman, for both of them, he has the same deficiency of ain't it get to be conditioned. However, the Ramban, in the 12th of the Marim Kamos, quotes that there are other Rishonim who disagree. The Ramban says, V'chein das harav ivid begash zal. It's the Rimagash. We've talked about it many times. The Rimagash was the Talmud Muvok of the Rif. He was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Maimon. So the Rambam always referred to him as his Rebbe, even though Rambam never really learned from him directly. But he always viewed him as his extended Rebbe. Actually, last week in Yeshiva, so we were learning a sugya, which we quote the Rimagash. I said, we spent almost the entire hour on some Chiddush, the Rimagash had a sugya in Kiddush and Ches. And then afterwards, one of the Talmidim told me that day was the Rimagash's Yahrzeit. I don't know why he Googled the Rimagash. He was interested in the found out that was this. I said, Mamash Min HaShemayim. I said, this was a Litvish tribute to a Yahrzeit. So I can tell you now, today is not the Rimagash's Yahrzeit, because unless he was about Moifus and he died twice, but his Yahrzeit was last week. So, V'chein Das Rabbi Rimagash, Shalom Paslu El Kabbalah, Aval Hava Afilu Eved Kosher. Says the Rimagash that the only time that an Eved Kenani is possible is only for Kabbalah Saget, but for Havah Saget, for Halacha Saget, so an Eved Kenani would be kosher. So, Ela Shalapiresh, but the Rimagash didn't explain why. Vishali Atzma Maishana, the Rimagash himself is trying to understand why exactly the difference is. So the Rimagash is very unclear what the difference is, but there is a difference. So So the Ramban says, we're going to try to offer an answer. We're going to try to offer an explanation. Shaliach halacha eino ela kashliach di alma. That a shaliach halacha saget is just a plain old shaliach. Of a shlichas di alma's name. And an Eved Kedani is acceptable to be a regular shaliach. In other areas of halacha, it's acceptable. Av shaliach kabbalah, mikaven sheyegia get liyada migureshes. A shaliach kabbalah, that's a whole different ballgame. V'hu ein lo yad ligerishin. And an Eved can't do that. Hove ein abateres gittin. Because, after all, an Eved Kedani has no shaychus to gittin. So, in case you thought that the Ramban's answer was clearer, so please let me know. I don't understand what the Ramban is saying. At least at face value, the Ramban is very, very difficult to understand. He's trying to somehow smooth off the rough surfaces of the Rimu Gash. What is the conceptual difference? And we're not really sure.
But I can hear the Ramban's, I can hear that Shita, because the giving doesn't create the chalos in the Isha. It's only the Kabbalah that creates the chalos between Asura Bala, where she's Mutulu Kol Ben Adam. So if the receiving creates the chalos, then the receiving has to be a kosher person to be the extension of her.
Okay, so definitely Henry's definitely on the beginning down the right track in terms of we have to really, really fine-tune what this difference is. Because, you know, it's one thing to say the Kabbalah is the, you know, Kabbalah, that's the din of the Kabbalah, but as the phrase goes in English, it takes two to tango. I mean, it's very hard to have a Kabbalah without having a Nesina. So we do need the Nesina. I mean, we can't ever get without a Nesina. The Torah does have us in the other. So you're right. There's something somehow intuitively that strikes us that Kabbalah is different than Nesina. But I'm not sure that we have yet fine-tuned what that difference is.
But because it's an extension in which if he throws it onto her property, it has to be her property to be tofes it. It can't be like he threw it, you know.
100%. There has to be a Kabbalah. There has to be a Kabbalah. But I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to turn the question back to you. I'm going to say, but there has to be an Asina. What if the man puts the get down on the street and he says to her, listen, you go ahead and you pick it up. And she picks it up. That's no good in the Torah. The Gemara says that's called Tli Gitech Mi'agabe Karka. And that's not called the Nosan. So it's true, Kabbalah is important, but Asina is equally important. So we have to really explain. Not so much to minimize Nesina, but to explain what the nature of Nesina is. The Rimu Gash is touching on something really fundamental in Uchus Gittin, that there is a different role of Nesina than Kabbalah, and that different role somehow impacts in Uchus Shlichus. So what we really have to ask ourselves is as follows. You know, we have almost a strange halacha here that if I would ask you, well, is it can an Eved Kedani be a shaliach or not? So the answer is, well, it depends. It depends what era of halacha we're talking about. In terms of the general rules of shlichos, an Eved Kedani is acceptable. In terms of the unique gittin and kedushin halachas, an Eved Kedani is not acceptable. So the test of shlichos he passes, but the second test of, well, are you betoras, he doesn't pass. And the real question we have to ask ourselves is, yes, there are two pashas of shlichos about again. The shlichos of Nesina Saget and the shlichos of Kabbalah Saget. Which of these two pashas is closer to shlichos of Kol HaTorah Kula? And which of these two pashas is more almost like a din prati? Which is a din klali, a general din of shlichos? And which is more of a din prati, a unique localized din of shlichos? So when we hopefully meet Shem next week, we fine tune a little bit the difference between Nesina and Kabbalah. Not to minimize the importance of Nesina, but to explain what the nature of Nesina Saget is, in contrast to Kabbalah Saget, then we may be able to get a sense as to what the Rebbe Gash, what the Ramban are driving at. So the reason why we're talking about the sugi right now, even though it doesn't appear to have anything to do with Dibur Beget, the role of Dibur Beget is going to become critical. Because depending on what you think Dibur Beget is or is not, is going to impact on what you think the husband is doing, Bishas Maisa. Is the husband just physically doing an act of delivering of a get? That's what Nesina is. Or is Nesina more than just a physical act? Nesina is almost a creation of a Chalos Gerishin. So the role of Dibur is going to significantly impact on that question, which in turn is going to impact on the Chiddush of the Rimu Gash. Hopefully that's from next week. We'll try to finish up the sugya in terms of this book. Okay. I think next week we're back on regular. I think we haven't been regular for a while, but I think we're back to regular. Okay. As of now.